This is Todd Lights, public address announcer for your world champion, Los Angeles Dodgers. And you are listening to the Talk at the Urinal Podcast.
Episode 106. Hey, it was ugly, but hey, we got the job done. I mean, that was...
Never in doubt.
There's a reason why these two teams were in the play-in tournament, because that was pretty bad. It was a horrible game, but at the end of the day, hey, it's all that matters is we've got the W. Which I mentioned last pod, it looks like we're a tired team because we're basically the last 2 weeks we're all like do or die games. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
This is huge now that we won. We get some days off. I know LeBron needs it
for till sure. Sunday, correct?
Yeah, till Sunday. So I mean, yeah. What are your thoughts? I mean, we got the win. It was ugly, but hey, that's all that matters, right?
I completely agree, 100% agree. But moving forward, I think the offense worries me a little bit. I feel like the offense goes anemic every now and then.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing that worries me the most about moving forward against Memphis is they got an MF-er over there who's got guns and shit. And he, if you look at his stats against us, his stats are kind of off the charts. He steps up and plays the Lakers very well. That's the one thing.
Let's talk about that. Okay, so obviously most Lakers. Okay, so we're the 7 seed. We're going to Memphis. We did say we could beat any team in the West. So obviously we're gonna have to get through one of these. It was either gonna be Denver or Memphis in the first round. Mm-hmm. I'm glad it's Memphis. Hey, with that, okay, so let's talk about a little bit. Adams out's huge for us. I know they got Jaren Jackson Jr. is probably going to be the defense player of the year, but that's really all they have down low, because that other Brandon Clark's out too. So let's get this guy into foul trouble every game, right?
This is why this matchup favors us. I'm fine.
And I'm okay with matchup. Let's let Ja get his. That's fine. Let us get his, as long as like these other guys don't
shut everybody else down. Ja can't score 50 at night against us for 7 games, right?
No, I know. Then the other guy who thinks he's like, he hasn't done shit, like Draymond's, you know, what's his name, Dylan Brooks. You haven't done anything, bro. I mean, I'm sure he'll start something. I'm sure he'll start. I'm not even a Draymond guy, but Draymond is right. Like, what has Dylan Brooks done?
To be honest, here's the thing. I'm fine with this matchup. I like this matchup. I like us going into this. Hey, dude, we're the 7 seed coming to this, and Vegas has us as just the slightest of slight underdogs.
And Vegas knows.
That tells you right there. Vegas knows, like, dude, don't count these motherfuckers out in LA.
Exactly.
They can. So
we got the guys. Hey, but
we got the guys.
Let's talk about this.
We got to listen to Gerald.
Yes, paint, listen to Gerald.
Assholes.
Paint. That's what we got to do. Assholes. Paint's going to be key. With Adams out, Clark out, get Jackson in foul trouble. They'll probably put him at the five with Adams out. AD's got to get him in foul. Paint. Exactly. Hey, Vanderbilt, I need you. Hey, I know that's our guy. He was I know it was just one game, but he's been a no-show lately. He's our X factor. D'Lo, I can't have you shoot 1 of 9 from three. Know what I mean? What are we doing
luckily,
here?
Luckily, the rest of the team picked him up on that.
Yes, and then I mean, hey, Schroeder, man, this guy didn't want to sign with us, and now he's
Schroeder the shooter,
dude. I know, and you could tell LeBron trusts, dude. LeBron only trusts like three guys on the team, which is fine, like Reeves, AD, and Schroeder.
It's funny. I was noticing that during the game, and you're so right. I mean, even the post game press conference, the post game interview on the court, where LeBron is basically saying, it was like, well, I practiced that play since I was a little kid, dribbling it in, kicking it out to my teammate, and spread the. First off, bullshit. Not buying that whatsoever. You did not practice that since a little kid of dishing it out.
Well, you've always said that Barcelona thing where he lies about everything, right?
Of course. He's read the first page of every single book ever known to man.
Exactly. But hell of a pass, hell of a fine. You can tell he trusts Schroeder. You can tell he trusts him, man. You think he's
ice water.
No, exactly. And that's hell of a fine. That's what LeBron does. He finds the open guy.
Hey, we got out with the win. It was it was ugly. Some turnovers that should not have taken place.
Oh my God.
The AD foul at the end of the game. I don't put that on AD. He was trying to contest the shot. I mean, I don't put that on him.
The only thing I'm just concerned about is it's like we're putting this. So I know we get the 4 days rest, but dude, 7 games. So we play every other day going forward. And LeBron's just like right now, he's basically just being a DH, man, only offensive only. And then sometimes he picks his spots on defense, which is, you know what I mean? It's like, I don't know.
Completely know what you mean. And that's why the offense, it might come back to bite us, that we're going to be reliant on so much offense from him. Reeves, I love the guy. We both love the guy. We've talked about him on this podcast numerous times. Is Reeves going to be able to put those numbers up in the postseason? It's yet to be seen on a consistent basis. We all talked trash about Schroeder when he turned down that contract and then he came back for like such a much less
He can be trusted. Like, he can be trusted.
I like the matchup. I love the matchup going into this. I see this series going deep. I do not.
Six or seven really, for sure.
This is going. This is a deep series, and I think the only way the Lakers lose this series is because of tired legs. That's the only way the Lakers lose this series.
Yes, because you could tell this team looked fucking tired last night. Thankfully, I mean, our defense did step up second half, but also the Wolves are just they're pretty trash. Anthony Edwards, I love Anthony Edwards, but like he was a no show last night. Thank God, or we probably would have lost that game. It's going to be a whole different ball game against Memphis, but we could do it, dude. The West has flaws. Every team has a flaw.
Exactly. I'll say this. I think Memphis is thinking back. I'm talking maybe now like 25 plus years of thinking back to NBA playoffs. In my mind, Memphis Grizzlies are the weakest number two seed that I can think of in a very long time.
I agree, especially how their second half of the season went with your boy with the guns. And just like, remember they started off the season, they were the one seed going like the first like one month. And then so, I don't know, we got momentum. I still think we got momentum. Dude, after starting 2-11 and then the trade deadline, like, dude, we thought these, at one point we did think these guys were pretty much done. But now now we're in. And let's go, let's say win four of...
I'm gonna say this. I don't know what the line is yet. I don't know if it's been set yet. It could be. I've been out of the game for the past 24 hours. I don't know what the line is. I will say, not knowing, going in blindly, I like the Lakers to pick off game one. I will say that right now.
4 days rest. Let's see what the line is. I bet you. I bet you Memphis. Let's see.
Slight favorites, maybe. Memphis is slight favorites.
Probably right.
I'll say Lakers pick off game one. I'll check my line right now.
-3 Memphis.
Memphis -3?
So Vegas is telling you, dude, that Dodgers are going to... I mean, no, Lakers are going to win that shit, dude. Game one.
Oh, give me the Lakers getting three. Give me the Lakers on the money line, actually.
Are we watching or what?
Are we watching? Come on, what kind of question is that?
I like
the Lakers on the money line there. Give me the Lakers money line, and right now I have it at... I actually don't have a money line on that. Wow, my book. I gotta talk to my guy. Come on.
I say Lakers, and we're biased, obviously, but I think they can beat them, man. And I say Lakers, and I think it's gonna go seven. What do you got?
So I'm going to say Lakers in six.
Okay. Especially if they take game one, then game six looks great.
If it goes to seven, then I'm worried. If it goes to seven, then I'm worried because
back to Memphis, right?
I just worried about the legs.
Oh, I know. I like them. They're a young team, so they'll be fine. Their legs will be fine.
I'm going to go Lakers pick off the first game and they win it in six. If it goes seven, then I might have to jump off and might have to lean a little bit on Memphis.
All right. It's keys of the series. Paint.
Assholes.
Get Jackson into foul trouble. Let Ja be Ja. That's fine. Don't let these other assholes get hot like the Bane and so Brooks. Don't let these guys get hot. Kennard, like a former Clipper, Kennard, I'm sure.
Kennard. Forgot about that guy.
Yeah, he's hot. Don't Drew's let those
a big Kennard guy. I think Drew is a Kennard jersey.
Probably. Don't let those guys get hot. Contain those guys. Contain the three. Get that out. Let Morant score 40. Who cares? And let him talk through all that shit. Hit the strip club after.
Get arrested in L.A.
Oh, hey.
It's happened before.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, talk about what other, like, dude, you know the NBA wants Warriors, Lakers, Western Conference Finals, dude. It's set up that way. I can see it happen, don't you?
I see what you're saying, and I'm not disagreeing with you, but I also think the NBA wants Warriors. Well, actually, it can't happen. I guess you're right. Warriors, Suns.
Well, oh, can not. Oh yeah, the seeding doesn't, right? Because the winner Clippers Suns plays. I mean, I'm correct. There's no way in hell Nuggets
they
are
would
losing,
meet
right?
Earlier.
Nuggets, they'd meet Nuggets, and then Lakers. I don't know. Blow it. I think if we beat the Memphis, do we face the winner of Suns Clippers or
no?
Warriors,
the one
Kings?
The it'd be Warriors Kings. The 1-8 would get the Suns Clippers.
Okay, so I guess we'd see. They want us to. It won't happen in West. Okay, they want us to see Warriors next round, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think in that one?
That's the thing. I was kind of looking at some of these
Kings,
matchups.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's do a quick 30-second
yeah.
NBA playoff
like Barkley
preview.
Like Barkley says, don't watch the first round of the East. I agree with Barkley. Look at those matchups in the East. You already know who's going to – Bucks are advancing, Celtics are advancing, Sixers are advancing. What's the other one? No one cares about the other one.
Is anything close there?
What's the close ones?
I mean, I think you're right. I'm looking through them right now. The Cavs Knicks, maybe a toss up. Cavs Knicks, that might be the only series
that's a toss up. But it sounds like Randall's out, and is it? But that's why Barkley's the best, dude. And I'm sure some of those games are gonna be on TNT. And this guy goes, "Hey, guys, don't watch any of the Eastern Conference playoffs the first round. I'm sure they're gonna be on TNT. That's why he's the best."
Okay, I mean. Look at this. Do you realize, okay, there's no line on the Bucks yet because they don't know who they're going to be playing. But if you look at the Celtics are -1,000 to win the series. -1,000 to beat the Hawks.
What do we
Hawks.
Say every year? We do this podcast for a year. Why do we need 7-game series to decide the first round? We always say money, but it's just ridiculous.
Johnny Manziel.
It's ridiculous.
Even the Sixers. I think the Sixers are not that good. I think the Sixers are kind of
they've always been frauds,
trash.
And we've seen Philly sports teams. They make it, and then
exactly.
The
Sixers are -900 to beat the Nets. Who's still on the Nets?
Simmons is out for the. He's done, right? And everyone's gone. They have like Mikal Bridges, and I don't know.
Exactly. I mean, honestly,
first round is going to be, that Knicks Cavs series is going to be amazing just because the Knicks in the playoffs is must watch TV always. And then Cavs are sneaky good with Donovan Mitchell. And
West is wide open.
Wide open. Bro, the Warriors won 10 road games? I know they're the Warriors, but they could be beating the Queens. I know, good year, but they could be,
That's the funny thing, dude. Vegas is basically telling you, yeah, Sacramento, you don't belong here. Dude,
I know they made
the
Warriors. I know, what a disrespect.
Warriors -265 to win that series.
Yeah, but hey, Vegas got to cover their ass, dude, because they got to cover their ass with the Warriors.
They're kind of saying the same thing to the Clippers because, I mean, that's a 4-5. That should be a closer line.
And what, Suns or what?
Suns -500.
Oh shit! That means George
they're saying Clippers don't you belong.
Playing. That means George isn't playing, huh?
Kawhi got his rings and he's done. Kawhi don't give a shit.
He does not give a shit. What New Balance? He's good with New Balance with his ring. Yeah. He's good.
And Durant, that actually, for a 5-4 seed, that could end in 4. Actually, that could be a sweep. I think.
Durant plays, what are they? Have they only lost like 2 games?
Exactly. When Durant plays, and especially when Durant plays in the playoffs, talk about ice water in the veins. That could be a quick series. Sorry, Drew Reif. Your Bayern Munich looks like they're going out to Man City. Now your Clippers might be on the same path right out against the Suns.
Oh, gosh. Well, we'll talk NBA playoffs. Hey, there'll be a lot to talk about though over the next few episodes, but a little preview. Anything else before we...
Really quick, how on College Game Day... On college football game day, how they do the thing? They've had how many consecutive college game days with the Washington State flag being waved at a college game day? Mm-hmm. I'm gonna try to see how many consecutive podcasts we can go here where we have to mention somehow Drew Reif on either the Clippers or his Bayern Munich team going down. We're gonna start a Drew Reif.
I feel like the last. Four pods in a row.
Until he gets on the damn show.
Hey, we've asked him. I don't know. Okay. So we'll be talking Lakers playoffs. We'll do some live things. Let's beat those asshole Grizzlies, like Gerald said. Get in the paint.
Paint assholes. Paint.
And hopefully, NBA, like Charles Barkley said, just watch the West side, right, for the first round, because the East is gonna be bad, except for the Knicks, Caps.
Well, Charles Barkley wrote the new Bible, in my opinion. What Charles Barkley says is gold.
I agree. All right, let's get to which one more game left. Let's get to the ice, and we finally got on the winning side of things. I know, yeah. We played the Canucks. We needed a win big time. We needed it. We needed it.
It seemed like a couple of weeks ago we were a fire that could not be extinguished. And then all of a sudden,
but the thing is, all the other teams haven't lost either. Avalanche and Oilers,
exactly.
And we started losing, and now we're, dude, we might. It's, I mean, we have to win tomorrow, and we to stay the.
Here's the good thing, though.
Yeah, we'll see. Here's the good thing. Playing the Ducks, they suck.
Tomorrow, Vegas also has to win, and who are they playing? They're playing Seattle, so this actually helps the Kings a lot.
Okay,
so a Vegas win or a Kings win secures us the three seed.
Secures, but then who do we play? The hottest team besides the Bruins,
that's
the Oilers.
The problem, no matter what. I mean.
No matter what.
Damned if you do, damned if you do.
You're going to see the Oilers. Well, here's the thing. We can't lose on purpose, but do you want to see Oilers now? Or do you want to see, would you rather play Vegas or Vegas first? Or no, you don't even want to see any of those teams first, right? You got to get the Oilers out of the way and maybe beat them first round. But I don't know, man. They're the hot.
The thing is, the Warriors, I feel like the Oilers are our kryptonite, I feel like. Yes. That's the one thing that scares me. I mean, we're not going to get the Avs. I'd almost rather pick your poison. Would you rather take the Knights or the Oilers? This is the problem. And I don't even know how to answer this question right now. But to be honest, I think you go for the head of the snake. And I think we go right after Oilers. And I think we hit them. We punch them in the mouth game one. And we set the tone of that series. That's what has to happen. We will know a lot in that series right after game one.
Yes. And then you could put it that way. We face them first round and get through them. Then you're like all the confidence in the world. We're like, we just beat the team that beats us. Then you could do like, who cares about Avalanche? Like, it's so hard to repeat. Knights, we'll have all the confidence. Or if you don't play Oilers first round, Oilers could easily lose to a Vegas or who would they play if they didn't play us?
If they did not play us, they would play Seattle.
Oh shit, they're not gonna lose to Seattle. So either way, we're gonna have to see Oilers either way. So let's just, yeah.
The way it sits right now with the Western Conference, everything is going to be divisional, looks like, because Vegas is going to lock up. If they win, they lock up the top seed.
Okay.
So no matter what,
so they have to
Western
win.
Conference
so
top
Seattle
seed, exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. And they just played each other the other night. So they're playing back-to-back to end their season. So they just beat the shit out of them the other night. They're playing them again tomorrow night. Here's the thing. If Vegas really wanted to screw us, they could drop that game, but then that would hurt themselves. So Vegas is not going to do that. Vegas is going to go all out. They want that number one top seed.
Of course.
And if they get that top seed,
then their home field, their home ice, the whole
and
side,
they get Winnipeg. They get
Winnipeg
in a seven-game series.
Of course.
But here's the crazy thing, and this is the best thing about hockey right now. You look at the hockey standings right now. Everything in almost every single conference except for the Boston Bruins is up for grabs.
Amazing.
Colorado has to win. Right now there is a game going on live right now.
Islanders have to win. They're in, and your boy Crosby.
Islanders have to win.
Crosby's out.
3-2 right now. If they control their destiny, if they win this game, yes. Pittsburgh Penguins, who has the longest playoff.
They deserve
streak.
It though. They lost 5-2 against they were -500 favorites last night. Against Blackhawks, they lost 5-2 on their home ice.
You sound like a guy that had money on that game.
I saw the line. I was going to throw them in parlays, but I just can't believe it. But no, hockey, that's why hockey's the best, dude. I can't wait. I'm just glad we're in. We'll just go from there. We're in. That's all that matters. We got one game against the Ducks.
Mm-hmm.
They can't. I know it's a scary game. They already put us at -230. Even if we lose, we're still in. We can say, fuck you, Ducks. We're still in.
And the Ducks are bad. The Ducks are really bad. We cannot lose that game. I think we need momentum going into Edmonton. I think we need to go out. You know what? I'm going to say this. we need momentum so badly. We haven't had an over in a while. Take the over in that Kings Ducks game. I think we go all out.
I agree.
We got to start scoring. We got to set the tone. We got to put
line,
a little fear in
first
Edmonton.
Line's got to get going, dude. Like you said, got to get going, especially against the Oilers. The first line, if you don't show up against the Oilers, we're fucked, right?
Absolutely. And don't forget, we took them to game seven last year without
Doughty.
Defense is better now.
Without Doughty and without Fiala's back. Yo, you're right.
You can't blame the defense this year because the defense is playing phenomenal of recent in the past couple months.
Defender, and then it looks sounds like after Korpisalo got that shutout, there's I think they'll go with them first start of the playoff game, right? You got it.
Now it's on you offense. I think so too. Yeah. Now it's on you offense. First line, now it's on you, pucks on net. That's where it's at right now. Can't blame the defense this time coming around.
Nope. But we'll do a whole we'll have the seedings. Yeah, our next pod will be all the seedings. We'll know where we stand and all that. But most likely the Oilers.
Doughty is back.
Fiala.
He is gonna be in McDavid's ear 24/7 all day long. He's gonna be talking
and they're
and
already
chirping.
Pissed at. I mean, I might not make a difference because they call me Jesus. We're already pissed at him for the Mikey Anderson hit, but he might just be that good where he's like, we can try our best. Yeah, we'll just try our best to stop him, but might not be able to stop. All right, go Kings.
Can't wait.
All right, man. Let's see. We got to talk Dodgers every time. It's so early, so don't overreact too much, man. Okay, let's just start with, I'm glad we're not playing the D-backs until when?
Dude, we lost 5 of 8 to the D-backs.
Those guys got guys, though. We did say that. They got guys.
We did say that. I did say that they were going to be the most improved team.
I mean, they had how many draft picks every year when they were so shitty? Look at these guys. These guys are unbelievable.
We actually don't play the D-backs again the rest of this first half of the season. We don't face them again to the second half of the season. So post All-Star break, we don't have to see the D-backs again.
Thank God. Let's talk about, let's just do how we're going right now. Let's not over positives. Urias is the ace. We already knew that, but hey, that's our guy. Urias, right? That's our guy. We might win every start. He might be a 20-game winner this year.
Big positive. Yes. But I'm going to say, but that's a given. That is something
that's a given.
We can bank on.
I know.
The positive that I'm going to say is Kershaw looks very good. Kershaw does look good. I will say that right now. He's given up 3 home runs in the season. I think he needs to get that a little bit under control. He's leaving the ball up a little bit. But overall, for his age right now and what we need him to do, I think he's coming through for us big time right now.
I agree. And May?
He's had...
And then we talk about May. Okay. No, he gave up. No, I think he's been solid as well. After those first solid. 2 runs, after he settled down, he got through 5. Our best just didn't show up last night. But other than that, he's been solid. So those 3 guys.
I got nothing negative to say about May. The only thing I have to say about May is he has to get the walks under control. He has to stop walking guys.
Yes.
Luckily for us right now, he has walked guys and he's gotten out of trouble.
Yes.
To not give up the runs. He has to get the walks under control. If he can get the walks under control, he might be our ace.
Now let's talk about other starters, but they're just short-term starters. We don't have Gonsolin right now or Pepio.
Syndergaard's a short-term starter.
No. Oh shit, Syndergaard. Breyer hasn't fixed him yet, but I still believe in Breyer to fix him. Grove. Not great outing. You got the 4 strikeouts, though.
I woke up the next morning. I was like, I bet on
10 earned runs, but 4 strikeouts. So that's
good. He did get the 4 strikeouts. I don't know how I pulled that bet off. Over under 3.5 strikeouts. I take the over, and I'm sweating that one out.
Okay, so Grove is – we need Pepio and Gosselin back ASAP, right?
Yes.
They'll be coming back soon. Phillips, that was just I think Phillips is fine. I'm not going to just – I know he gave him back.
Agree.
He's fine. Phillips is fine.
Agree.
We'll get Hudson back when and make. Got to get Bickford out of there and some of these other guys. Who are we throwing out there?
I don't understand why Bickford's still on the roster.
But... Well, because we need
– We have no choice. I get it. We have no choice. But Bickford effed us last season. We should have learned from then, but we couldn't –
Let's not overreact. Okay, so – Those are just things we're talking about. Great. I love May, Kershaw, and Urias, right? We'll get Gonsolin back. Grove, hey, just get your strikeout prop and we'll go from there.
I don't know if I will. I promise you right now, I will never bet an over strikeout on Grove for the rest of my life. Even though I hit it, I'm one and done. Retire me from Grove strikeout props.
Who's pitching tonight? Oh, Kershaw. Okay,
It's Kershaw.
Okay. Let's just talk to. Here's the thing. We said it for like when we started doing Dodgers previews. We said no room for error, and the two guys that we need to have big seasons. I know it's only been a week into season, are Muncy and Taylor. And I know they've had some breakout moments, like the one game with Muncy, and then Taylor will always have a homer. And you think they're back, right? But they're not back.
I don't think they're back.
They're not back. All Chris Taylor does is fucking strike out.
Same deal, Muncy.
But you have to put Taylor out there because with the injury to Lux, you have to keep him out there defensively. But, dude, he'll strike out. What was it yesterday? Bases low, nobody out. Strike out. And do anything in play, just give us a run. It's a two-run game still right there. You know what I mean? And then Muncy, if he doesn't play the Giants, what's he batting?
Well, right now he's batting 190.
Because besides the Giants game, what's he?
The worst thing that I said was 50%. He's striking out 50%. I mean, it's 47 point something percent, but let's call it 50% of his at bats are a strikeout for Muncy.
Okay, and what are the stats? How about Trace and Taylor? Dude, we can't have Trace and Taylor at the lineup at the same time. These guys, the killing. Any guy that's time the guys on base will strike out. Just they can't get the ball in play. It's killing us right now.
Okay. You know what I mean? I'm gonna go on a little rant real quick.
Yeah.
Because what have we said numerous times? Pitching wins championships. Pitching wins World Series. Right now, for the positives that we just talked about, our pitching
are huge.
Are big, but I think overall, the grand scheme of our whole entire pitching staff from starter to closer, I'm gonna say is a little bit mediocre right now for a championship. But hold on. I'm not hitting the panic button yet. We play 162 games. Teams that have money like us will figure it out through the trade deadline, through call-ups, we'll figure it out. But right now, I'm gonna say I give our pitching a solid B-. Okay. We got a couple of starters that are doing phenomenal for us, but the rest I'm not too sure about. So if your pitching is this mediocre and a solid B-, we can't hide our hitting deficiencies. And that's the problem right now. The bottom half of our lineup, which I'm considering Muncy in the bottom half of the lineup, even though he's bats towards the top, Muncy, I worry. I don't think we can win a championship with Muncy, with Taylor the way he's batting. I know Vargas is a part-time player.
Altman's our guy.
Player. Altman, love Altman. But some of those other guys, I don't know where it's going to come from. We cannot rely on Hayward to come through with a big clutch hit for us every now and then.
Oh, I agree.
Hayward's, that's what's worrying me so bad. And here's the kicker. The kicker is right now one of our best hitters who has still struck out 50% of his at-bats is JD Martinez. He has come through, and if you look at JD, and you're going to call me crazy.
He's been coming through. He's
doing actually well. Better than what we expected him to be.
Look at the top of the lineup
point.
Stats right now. Mookie's getting done nuts. I know we were talking about Mookie. We want him to be better just because he's Mookie, but he's still getting it done.
Agreed.
Will and Freeman are doing their thing. It's just that when you got these guys that are striking out, it's just killing any rallies we have.
Killing
Taylor. And I'm not even talking about the start of the season, dude. Taylor and Trace, it's gone back to last year. These guys, all they do is strike out. And Muncy, I know he had that injury, but now it's like, dude, you're recovered from it. Well, that's what I said. No room for error because there's no one else to put in. Like Lux is out. These guys are gone.
That's what worries me about right now. And that's why, again, I don't want to hit the panic button. And we're 12 games into the season.
We're just saying what we're seeing right now. And this is what I mean, do you think they're going to not stop striking out? No, that's what Taylor does. But will he come through in a big spot? I believe in him on that. I do believe him on that. But
I think eventually what has to happen is come late summer, we're going to have to make some trades. We're going to have to make some moves. Nobody's going to take Muncy or Taylor off our hands at this point. I think we're going to have to make some moves. We're going to have to trade some farm guys if we really want a shot at this year. And those guys are going to have to hit the bench.
If either they're going to perform for like this, I know. And then what are your thoughts? Guess who's coming to town this weekend, bro? Your boy Bellinger.
The Cubbies.
The Cubbies,
followed by the Mets, right?
Like I said, we're paying Outman and Hayward $2 million. Cubs are paying Hayward and Bellinger $38 million. I still like our chances.
I love it.
Standing up for Bellinger, yeah, just because he came through in the one we won the ring. I know he's not your guy, but standing up for Bellinger. You're not doing it, but I'll
not
do
doing it. So here's the question.
I'm not going to be there, but I'll give him a standing out from the
like I said to Edgar, you know what? Bellinger's off our – he's not our problem anymore. We wash our hands of Bellinger. Frees up a lot of time for me to focus on Muncy this season, and I'm sorry.
That's
I'm
still true.
Dodger faithful, but Muncy, you're on my hot seat, Muncy.
Now, you know who's on my hot – I'm going to start – okay, so you got a Muncy's your hot seat guy. Mine's Taylor, dude. What I'm seeing from Taylor is just unacceptable.
It could be either one for me, but I'm gonna focus on Muncy. It goes back to last season with Muncy.
We love those guys, but it's just they're not getting. There's no improvement.
I mean, here's the good news is, if you look at the Dodgers, I think like last 11 or 12 games of the season, if it comes down to the wire, the Dodgers play the Giants, I want to say like 7 or 8 times of the last 11 or 12 games of the season.
It's not the D-backs.
So maybe Muncy will help us when it counts at the end of the season like that.
Let's get the win tonight, right? Let's take 2 or 3 from the Giants. And then we got a big homestand against Cubs and Mets. We got to beat at least win the series, both series, right? You know what I mean?
And from what I'm looking at, we will not face Scherzer. And obviously,
and Frank the Tank will be
probably
there?
Won't be back. Frank the Tank. Is he allowed on planes? I think he's on a no-fly list.
Yeah, I think so. Let's do quick golf and soccer, because we're big golf and soccer guys for sure.
Hey.
Props to Rom. Hey, I need Koepka.
Props to Rom.
I was pissed, but nothing against Rom. I mean, Koepka, Rom got hot the right time, the last round. Koepka,
yeah. We've seen Koepka do this before.
I know. But sometimes,
is Koepka the new Spieth?
Not as bad, because Koepka at least has the 4 majors, and we've seen him go coast to coast too. But this one, it was just, I don't know. I blame Patrick Cantlay. That's taken forever.
That's true.
And
pays to play. Ready to play.
Exactly, dude. Koepka's ready to play guy, and Cantlay's reading fucking 2-foot putts he's reading. But no, it was a great Masters. I wanted more drama, didn't you? But it was nice to see. Dude, you got Koepka and Rahm in the final pairing. Mm-hmm. It was close. There's nothing better than that. Tiger's our guy, but is this the last – is Tiger ever going to win again? He's limping out there.
No. When he won it, what was it, like a handful of years ago? I didn't expect him to win that one ever.
No one
did. At this point, now I'm saying he's done. He's not going to win another major.
Which is fine, because he has nothing to prove. I hate to say it, too, because you want to see it, but he has nothing to prove anymore. Well,
if you look at how the Masters end, Phil has a chance to win another.
That's true. Hey, Tiger. Phil, props to Phil. That was unbelievable. I think he's got some outside life issues going on, but the guy
he's kind of playing like dog shit in Live, but he shows up for the Masters. I think that was on purpose. I think that was on purpose to kind of like, you know, Phil was like the pro Live guy, and he was the one that was very outspoken about it, so I feel like he kind of came back to be and like, listen, Rory,
second.
Shut the fuck up, Rory.
Rory can't even make the cut. Enough of Rory, dude. This guy's the most overrated golfer of all time. I think they put him on a pedestal.
They put Rory
on a pedestal. I know he has all the fucking mechanics or whatever, he's on a pitcher, but you know what I mean, like, but what does he do? What has he done?
And didn't he fuck it up with that hot tennis chick?
I think so. I don't know. It's freaking Rory. I mean, he's nice. Seems like a nice guy.
I disagree. He kind of seems like a little douche. I've seen him chirping out there during the Ryder Cup.
But Live guys, as far as Live guys go, they did well, bro.
They did well.
Even your boy Fatty Reed was up there.
I mean, the weather was a little bit of a
huge factor. I mean, god damn it. Can we just get 4 good weather days? But I don't know. Props to Rom, right? That's props to Rom.
Props are due. I mean, the guy had talked. We're talking a lot about guys that on this podcast that have ice water in their veins. We're talking about Schroeder, Rom. I mean, come out and do what he did.
That's enough golf, dude. We'll be there. We'll talk the PGA, right? PGA Championships in May. We'll get ready to talk about that. Are the Live guys are able to play in that or no?
Yeah, they still are.
Oh, there. Okay, every major allowed to play. Thank God. Okay, let's talk your boys, man. Huge win. I know it's just one game. And they do the, but talk about the Champions League for us, man. Give us an update.
I'm not celebrating yet. Job's not done.
Job's not finished, like Kobe said, right?
But I mean, if we can break down all four of these games really quick in the time that we have left here.
Sorry, going back to Drew. Sorry, Drew. That was
City. City looks unstoppable right now. And here's the thing, though.
Yeah.
We talked about this before. City will historically has always found a way to choke it, just like PSG. They've always found a way to choke out of the Champions League. This is a different year. They got Haaland. They look very scary. I'm so glad we avoided that side of the bracket. I think Bayern might be done. Sorry, Drew. City, they may have called game.
So Bayern has to win 4-0 the next game?
They got to win 4-0. They can't give up a goal, basically. They got to win 4-0 without giving up a goal.
That's tough. That's
yeah. Haaland might have two alone in that game. You look at the second game that took place was the Inter versus Benfica.
A lot of people were on Benfica to get the.
I was too. I'm not gonna lie. Benfica's a sleeper
because Inter was like one for their last nine games, right? So everyone's saying Benfica, but then
Benfica out of Portugal, but I think Inter, they got guys healthy right now. They need this very badly because as of right now, they are currently out of the Champions League in their domestic Serie A. So they need this extremely badly. And I think that I can see Benfica coming back and possibly scoring and making it close. I still think that one is a toss-up. I'm not counting Benfica out just yet. But Inter has definitely the leg up on that. And then going to the other two games.
I mean, Real Madrid. Hey, Benzema, dude. You can't
Benzema.
With the coach, too. I mean.
And they're up to fire that coach, too. How many Champions League coaches are we about to see get fired? Chelsea just fired their coach. Bayern fired their coach. Real Madrid's about to fire their coach. And they're all in the
corner. They're going
to
fire that coach?
They're about to fire Ancelotti, too.
Oh, shit. I thought he was like the GOAT.
He is. He's won the Champions League in like five different countries. He's won the domestic title in five different countries. He's still he's one of the greatest coaches. I think he's probably the greatest club coach in the history of soccer. Somebody debate me on that.
Yeah.
Change my mind.
So they haven't been great for a while.
Chelsea's in big time trouble. I will call that one being done. Real will advance. I'm seeing a Real versus a Man City. That's must TV.
Yes, I agree. I'm
going to stick with
Real,
doing.
But I want you guys. I want Bayern and AC Milan for you guys, for you and Drew, of course. Mm-hmm. But that's must see TV. And then we'll talk about the game today. We got
the final game. Yeah, my boys, Milan. Yeah. Here's the thing: great 1-0 victory, 1-0. The problem is we probably should have scored a second goal with them down to 10 men. I know Osimhen was out. They don't know if he's going to be back next game.
I didn't realize he was hurt.
He still potentially could not play. And here's the best part. They are now down two other starters who are both going to be suspended for that game. Milan can finish this. When we drew Napoli, I loved the draw.
It. And you also said sprinkled Napoli too. Because obviously, you said Napoli's been the hottest team they have been, right?
Correct. But now they're in trouble. They're starting to unravel.
Yes.
They got guys suspended. They got guys hurt. Milan could get through and go better to the semifinal. And if they do,
they play.
I'm seeing a Milan versus Inter.
Which would be unbelievable, too. That's what I'm saying, dude. Man City.
Google the last time that they met in the semifinal and saw. Look what happened. Google that. Well, we won, but that was the infamous game stopped. It was all over ESPN. It was all over all the major news.
Players
being flown up.
Shit. Okay. Dude, so Champions is getting down. I love it, man. It's going to be I'm glad you guys got the
dub. I love how we've turned you into a champion. We've turned you into a soccer guy.
The champion. See, that song is amazing, bro. Wake up to that. Get the chills every time I hear it.